Next week, the St. Louis Low Brass Collective presents a showcase concert at the Sheldon. The collective includes members of the St. Louis Symphony, one of whom is bass trombonist Jerry Pagano. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me, Steve.
Low brass refers to a specific group of instruments.
Yeah, that's correct. It's not a class in terms of low class. It's a class in terms of a family of instruments. It's a tuba, euphonium, trombone.
I knew it wasn't low class, by the way. Just
good.
What'd you say it was again?
Tuba, euphonium, trombone, which would include bass trombone, trombone. Alto trombone is another variant. It's a small instrument, but is part of the class.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's special to you about low brass? I mean, why pull these instruments out of a full symphony and feature them on their own?
Well, I think one thing is that in a symphony, we are, you know, a lot of the times we're sitting in the back counting rests, 100 bars at a time sometimes. We're not really the focus of the symphony, and being able to do something on our own gives us not only more opportunity to play, but more kinds of things to play. We play a lot more wide range of music, and the Low Brass Collective will play anything from jazz to, you know, funk or Inagata De Vita. We play all kinds of music, so it widens the opportunity for expression and just the opportunity to play a melody instead of a loud whole note in the Tchaikovsky Symphony.
So it lets you shine a little more than you might normally be able to.
Well, that's what we're trying to do, yep.
Well, what's on the program next Thursday that you're really excited about?
Well, it's hard to identify just one thing because I'm really looking forward to so much, but I know that sounds like a standard line, but there's so many of these players, we could say they're some of the best. They really are the best in the St. Louis area. People that play jazz, people that play classical music like myself, but we're going to have some interesting jazz duets. There's a name that people probably remember, the name J.J. Johnson from years ago. He's one of the classic great jazz trombonists, and there is a set of duets by J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding that Tom Vincent and Wayne Coniglio are going to perform, and that's going to be really fun. They're going to have a trio of bass, drums, and piano with some of the best local jazz players, Carol Beth True and Kevin Giannino.
Did you bring anything with you and might give us an idea?
Well, I did, and I know it seems like a shameless self-promotion, but I did bring a piece that I'm playing that is also unique because it's going to be a piece with Woodwind Quintet, and this will be the first time we've ever had anything besides low brass that we'll present, and it's by a Hungarian composer named Frigyes Hidas, and I have this recording from this past summer. I played it up at the Interlochen Arts Festival on a concert, and with the provision that you realize it's a live recording, I think it sounds pretty good, but it wasn't a studio recording, and this is a sextet, so it's bass trombone plus woodwind quintet.
The St. Louis Low Brass Collective performs next Thursday at the Sheldon. Jerry, there's another element that's interesting about this particular performance, and that you're teaming up with a few members of the United States Air Force Band of Mid-America.
That's right. We've got some really talented musicians just across the river, as they say, over in Belleville, and we've reached out to them. We had them be a part of our concert last January. We did our usual concert the day after Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And this is an opportunity, again, to feature them a little bit more. And there's some great players that play over there in the Band of Mid-America, so it's great to have them.
Sounds like a nice event, and we want to remind people it's also free and open to the public, so there's something there. The St. Louis Low Brass Collective performs next Thursday evening. I think it's 7:30.
That's correct.
That's on the 24th, 7:30 at the Sheldon Concert Hall. Free and open to the public. Go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page if you'd like more information about that. We've been talking to Jerry Pagano. Thank you, Jerry, and have a wonderful performance.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Soundbites. This is St. Louis Public Radio.